A bill gaining attention around the nation to remove the sales tax on feminine hygiene products in Utah should be heard on the Hill today by a group of men. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, the Hygiene Tax Act adds a sales tax exemption for pads, tampons, and incontinence items. The bill's sponsor, Representative Susan Duckworth, says these are a necessity, not a luxury. Utah doesn't have a sales tax on prescription drugs. But today's committee that will hear this bill is only men, the other half of the population not using feminine hygiene products. A Change.org petition pushes for the sales tax to be removed in the 40 states that still have it. Canada did it. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote. Half the population needs these items, but it's the other half that will discuss the issue today on Utah's Capitol Hill. The Feminine Hygiene Tax Act goes in front of a hearing. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, this bill would remove the sales tax on feminine hygiene products. This is being debated around the world with some countries agreeing, but 40 states in the U.S. keeping the tax. President Obama was even asked about it in a YouTube interview.
I have no idea why states would tax these as luxury items. I suspect it's because men were making the laws when those taxes were passed.
And it is all men on the House Review and Taxation Committee today hearing Utah's bill. The sponsor says she hopes they realize people who need these items face a necessity, not a luxury. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.